אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading from the study of the 10 ספירות, volume 1, part 1. הסתכלות פנימית, inner observation, chapter 5, item 23, beginning with the words, we may now see the meaning of the corrections in the Zohar.
כותרת, מלכות דאין סוף, פירושה שהמלכות...
So the title is, מלכות of אין סוף means that מלכות does not make any סוף, any end there. Item 23. We may now see the meaning of the corrections in the Zohar regarding מלכות of אין סוף. For which the doors trembled from the cries of the doubtful. They asked, can we recognize a malchut in Ein Sof? That would mean that there are the upper nine spherot there too. From our words, it becomes very clear that the will to receive that is contained in the light of Ein Sof by necessity is called Malchut of Ein Sof. However, Malchut did not place a boundary and an end on the light of Ein Sof there, because the disparity of form due to the will to receive had not yet become apparent in her. This is why it is called Ein Sof, literally no end, no limit, since Malchut does not put a stop there, an end, but only from the restriction downward. Only then does the force of Malchut make a Sof in every Sfira and Partsuf.
זאת אומרת שיש לנו מצב
This means that we have a state that this will to receive that the Creator created existence out of absence. It receives everything the Creator created directly. It fills it, and He makes no reaction to any discernment. That's why the reception of the light in this way is called Malchut of Ein Sof.
זה אפשר לקרוא עוד כמה פעמים, אתם יכולים אחר כך.
You can read this a few more times, you can do it later, but in effect, this is the definition of Malchut of Ein Sof. For the will to receive does not put any end to the reception of the light on its part.
רגע, יש כיף.
Hold on, כיף.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот что это за состояние вообще Малхут мира бесконечности? Это когда все вообще
What is this state of Malchut of the world of Ein Sof? Is it the root of creation or
This is the root for the entire creation. It's the first discernment that we get.
Малхут и מקבלת את הכל.
Malchut receives everything without any restrictions, any limitations. We can't quite discuss this state. Feels it or doesn't feel it, decides or does not decide. Is there a certain work before that or not? We'll talk about it later, but it's a very delicate situation. Nevertheless, this is the state. Light feels the vessel does not produce any reaction for the light, neither negative nor positive, nothing. Simply receives everything according to how the light fills it, and it's under the complete domination of the upper light.
Next.
Turns out that the whole of creation to begin with was full of the Creator?
Yes, correct. Tel Aviv 2.
Is this the state called He and His name is One, or He and His name is One is the state that we will only reach after the end of correction?
This is the third state, because here there's no Shmo, his name, and there's no He, who. We can talk about them existing separately, both the vessel and the light, and that they come to equivalence of form between them. There's no such thing. It will come only in the end of correction. Meaning to return that state as they had before creation, where light was filling the vessel completely, and after this vessel is revealed, it opens up, it feels all the discernments that are opposite to the light through different states. And nevertheless, from that you come to equivalence of form, where the light and the vessel are equal. This is the process we're going through. PT 29.
How can it be that there is a distinction or discernment of phase four without a discernment of its disparity of form from the light?
Because the light influences, it rules, it's considered the only force in operation. Gilad.
Chapter 6. It is impossible for the will to receive to appear in any essence except in four phases, which are the four phases of Havaya. Item 24. Let us elaborate a little on that issue so as to fully understand the Sof, literally end, that occurred in Malchut. First, we shall explain what the Kabbalists have determined and what the tikkunim, corrections of the Zohar, present to us. There is no light, great or small, in the upper worlds or in the lower worlds that is not arranged in the order of the four-letter name Havaya. This goes hand in hand with the law that is brought in the Tree of Life, that there isn't a light in the worlds that is not clothed in a vessel. I have already explained the difference between his self, Atzmuto, and the light that expands from him. That it is only due to the desire to enjoy that is contained in his expanding light, being a disparity of form from his self, who does not have this desire. This defines the expanding light by the name emanated being, because due to this disparity of form, the light emerges from being the emanator to become an emanated being. It is also explained that the desire to enjoy that is included in his light is also the measure of the greatness of the light. It is called the place of the light, meaning it receives its abundance to the extent of its desire and yearning to receive, not less and not more. It also explains that this will to receive is the entire novelty that was innovated in the creation of the worlds by way of making existence from absence. This form alone is not at all incorporated in himself. And the Creator has now only created it for the purpose of creation. This is the meaning of "and the Creator of darkness," because this form is the root of the darkness due to the disparity of form in it. For that reason, it is darker than the light that expands within her and because of her. Now you can see that any light that expands from him instantly consists of two discernments. The first discernment is the light itself, that expands before the form of the will to enjoy appears. The second discernment comes after the form of the will to enjoy appears, at which time it becomes coarser and somewhat darker because of the acquisition of the spirit of form. Thus, the first discernment is the light, and the second is the vessel. For which reason, any expanding light consists of four phases in the impression of the vessel. This is because the form of the will to receive, called the vessel to the light that expands in it, is not completed all at once, but by way of operator and operated. There are two phases in the operator and two phases in the operated, called potential force and actual force in the operator, and potential force and actual force in the operated being, which make up four phases.
No.
Well,
ma rotze lagid lano?
What does he want to say here? That the light has to go through four phases in its development within the will to receive. It creates the will to receive, it enters into the will to receive, it works inside the will to receive, and invites responses from the will to receive, one after the other, until he reaches such a will to receive that feels the light, understands it, wants it, and connects to it. But on behalf of the will to receive, and this state that the will to receive will resemble the light exactly, just only on behalf of the desire, and he'll want to receive everything that is in the light and enjoy it, to absorb the light inside, the light has to take the will to receive through a few actions, to take it, to change it, to prepare it, that it will be exactly suitable against it. That is called that the light goes through four phases, four degrees that the will to receive changes and then receives the light in fullness, meaning the entire light enjoys it in everything that the light has pleasures to give. And in this way, they start becoming connected to one another, the light and the desire.
Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Rav. Hello, Rav.
Si relazionano le quattro lettere di Avayah.
What's the relationship between the four phases, the letters of Havaya and the Malchut of Insof?
The last letter of Havaya is Malchut of Insof, or Malchut, everywhere, that's the way it is. Four letters of Havaya are Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, except for the Keter that doesn't have a shape, because it's not a vessel yet. There is no will to receive there, only the will to bestow. That's why it's called the point of the Yud, the beginning of the letter, but there's no letter yet. Because in the Creator's relation towards the created being, even though there is a desire to receive there, the root, because the Creator is the bestower, He creates the darkness, but still, there's no clear form of a letter here. The letters are Yud, He, Vav, He, four letters. That we name the name of the Creator with them. The Creator wants to bestow to creation, so He works in those four degrees of Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, Havaya. You can see the letters. Many people know them. I've seen them in all kinds of places, also in mosques or in churches, that they just put those letters there because it's a custom that it's the way the Creator bestows to the created beings. Yeah. Hebrew 10.
You mentioned earlier that the expansion of the light and the departure of the light in the four phases of direct light make the Kli qualified for its role. What's the difference in these four phases of direct light development and the development where there's a line and there's a Rosh Tochsof?
I don't understand. It's a development.
What's the difference between the four phases of direct light where the light, the Kli is influenced by the light, where there's a Kli that already has a Rosh Tochsof and has calculations already?
There aren't any calculations. You go with the text. What are you jumping? Where do you see this written?
You said that the light emerges, the light enters and leaves, and then the Kli develops. Is there a response from the side of the Kli, or is it all just from above taking place here?
What is written here that you are asking about?
It's written here about the four phases of direct light.
That's it. You ask about that.
Florida. Lo shumim.
Can't hear you, Carl.
Lo shumim. Tov.
I can't hear.
PT 19.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What does he mean when he says, he writes, that you have no greater great light or small light, whether it's in the upper worlds or in the lower worlds, that will not be under the order of these four-letter Havaya? What does this small or great light depend on? What does it mean?
It all depends on the sensation of the vessel, the Kli. You can't speak about the light without the vessel.
He's talking about the letters of Havaya. The letters of Havaya is something we have to feel inside.
That's something else we need. That's a different question. Don't confuse us. We are speaking about as much as we attain in reality. So we reached the state that there are four stages that the light builds the desire. These four stages are called the four degrees of Havaya, or four phases of direct light. Next. Gilad.
We are continuing in item 25. The will to receive does not permeate the emanated except through his own desire to receive of his own choice. The thing is that because the Kli is the root of the darkness, as it is the opposite of the light, it must therefore start to operate slowly and gradually by way of cause and consequence, which is the meaning of the verse, the waters were conceived and begotten darkness. Because the darkness is a result of the light itself and is impressed by it or operated by it as in conception and birth, meaning a potential and actual. This means that in any expanding light, the will to receive is necessarily incorporated. However, it is not regarded as a change of form until the desire is clearly set in the light. The will to receive that is incorporated in the light by the emanator is not enough for that. But the emanated himself must independently display that will to receive in him in action, meaning of his own choice.
You hear, the emanated itself has to reveal a will to receive from his own behalf for the light. That's the goal of the development of the light through these four phases.
Meaning that he must extend the abundance through his own will more than the measure of the light of the expansion in him by the emanator. After the emanated is operated by his own choice in increasing the measure of his desire, the yearning and the will to receive become fixed in him, and the light can clothe this kli permanently. It is true that the light of Ein Sof seemingly expands over all four phases, reaching the full measure of the desire by the emanated himself, being Pchinat Dalet, the fourth phase. That is because he would not go beyond his own Atzmut, his essence, anyhow, and acquire a name for himself, meaning Ein Sof. However, the form did not change at all because of the will to receive in his almightiness. And there is no change distinguished there between the light and the place of the light, which is the will to enjoy. And they are one and the same thing. It is written in Pirkei Avot that before the world was created, there were He is one and His name one. It is indeed difficult to understand this double reference, He and His name. Because prior to the creation of the Olam, of the world, what was His name got to do there? He should have said, before the Olam was created, He was one. However, this refers to the light of Ein Sof, which is prior to the restriction, even though there is a place there and a will to receive the abundance from his Atzmut, it is still without change and differentiation between the light and the place. And he is one, meaning the light of Ein Sof, and his name is one, meaning the will to enjoy that is incorporated there without any change whatsoever. You must understand what our sages implied, that his name in Gematria is desire, meaning the desire to enjoy.
Meaning the light expands in the desire that was formulated in the light, existence from absence, which is actually the action of the Creator, the action of creation, Bar, meaning outside of Him, from a state where it didn't exist, suddenly a will to receive exists, that was formulated in the light. But after it was formulated in the light, everything already develops according to the laws of the light. And the will to receive, as much as it feels himself opposite or different from the light, responds to the light in all kinds of forms. There are already laws here. That's why we talk about actions in force or in potential or in actual, until the will to receive and the light start bestowing upon one another and reach a state where they complete each other in phase four. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, you stopped earlier and emphasized that sentence that the emanated himself is compelled to reveal it on his own.
Can you explain that he has a will to receive and he wants to enjoy, and he wants to enjoy the light, and actually except for this desire, there's nothing. all these things the emanated must reveal. And if so, it keeps going in the corrections. Because from the will to receive, he reveals now, he can compare his desire with the Creator's desire, and then the creation starts a restriction and all other things. It's already in corrections. Four phases of direct light is the expansion or the formulation of the will to receive by the light, and afterwards restriction and a different process starts from the created being towards the Creator.
We always say that even if a desire awakens in us somewhat, it's always the light that first awakened that desire. So what does it mean that the created being precedes the desire?
What do you mean precedes?
Is this on his behalf?
Oh, yeah, that's afterwards. After the restriction, the created being chooses and says, I want to be in the will to bestow, or I want to work with the will to receive that was formulated in me, but in a different way, or altogether to be restricted. Meaning the created being is called a created being because it's before its will to receive, it's above its will to receive, he's in control of his will to receive. He can say, I am using this and that. So to the extent of the restriction and the usage, that is called that he exists. Or if he has no ability to control himself yet, so it's not considered a created being. He's under the control of the light, the control of the Creator. Under the still, vegetative and animate.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Мы должны раскрыть все буквы.
Thank you, teacher. Do we need to discover all the letters, all the kilim? When will that happen? When will we reveal all the letters and vessels? And how can we hasten that process?
We're advancing towards it, and when we will, we will. When all the letters are included in the 10 sefirot, when you will be able to connect to your friends in all different ways that come to you, and you will determine from all those states a certain measure of bestowal towards the Creator, so that will be called that you yourself are creating the letters. You are making letters out of your malchut and filling those letters with light. So then it starts becoming names. And from these names, you put sentences together, meaning commands of what you want to do, the line of the letters, the way you change your desires, your intentions. And that is your attitude towards the Creator, that you are doing work from it. It'll come. Just don't jump. Go with us persistently. PT 31.
We read, there's the word to enjoy and to delight. It's written the same way in Hebrew. When we read about the quality of the light, is it not to delight? It's to delight the creatures, no?
To give pleasure, you mean? Or to give an answer?
It's to delight, it's to give pleasure.
Yeah, how do we read it otherwise?
We read, when it talks, I have an example here, and it's not discerned any change there between the light and the place of the light, which is the desire. And here to read, to delight or to enjoy. It's written the same way in Hebrew.
Where is it? Here, there still is no response on behalf of the vessel. We are speaking how the light is building these four phases from above. Okay. Where are we?
We finished item 25.
25. So, 26.
Item 26. All the olamot, the worlds in the thought of creation, are called the light of Ein Sof. And the sum total of the receivers there is called Malchut of Ein Sof. It has already been explained regarding the act ends in the preliminary thought, which is the thought of creation that expanded from his Atzmut in order to delight his creatures. We have learned that in him, the thought and the light are one and the same thing. It therefore follows that the light of Ein Sof that expanded from his Atzmut contains the entire reality before us through the end of the future correction, which is the end of the act, because in him, all the creations are already complete with all the joy that he wished to bestow upon them. This entire reality, in its complete satisfaction, is called the light of Ein Sof, and that which contains them is called Malchut de Ein Sof.
Okay. Meaning all the light that fills all the vessels are called the light of Ein Sof. And the including of all the vessels is called Malchut of Ein Sof. Chapter 7.
Although only Pchida Dalet was restricted, the light left the first three Pchinot as well. 27. It has already been explained that the middle point, which is the comprehensive point of the thought of creation, namely the will to receive in it, embellished herself to equalize herself with the emanator more intensely. From the perspective of the emanator, there is no disparity of form in his almightiness. However, the point of the desire felt it as a kind of indirect extension from his essence, as with the story about the rich man. For that reason, she diminished her desire from the last discernment, which is the entire will to receive in its gadlut, so as to increase the dvikut through a direct extension from his essence, just like it was described above. And then the light was emptied from the entire place, meaning from all four degrees that exist in the place. And even though she diminished her desire only from Pchinat Dalet, the fourth phase, it is the nature of the spiritual that it is indivisible.
Meaning something very special comes from the fact that the upper light created the desire. The creator wanted to resemble the upper light because it absorbs all these qualities from him. And from wanting to resemble that upper light, the upper light comes out of it. Read it again.
Again, item 27.
Although only Bchinat Dalet was restricted, the light left the first three Bchinot as well.
It has already been explained that the middle point, which is the comprehensive point of the thought of creation, namely the will to receive in it, embellished herself to equalize herself with the emanator more intensely. And from the perspective of the emanator, there is no change of form in his almightiness. However, the point of the desire felt it as a kind of indirect extension from his essence. Just as with the story about the rich man that was described earlier. For that reason, she diminished her desire from the last prina, which is the entire will to receive in its gadlut, so as to increase the dvekut through a direct extension from his essence. And then, the light was emptied from the entire place, meaning from all four degrees that exist in the place, even though she diminished her desire only from the fourth phase, Bchina Dalet, it is the nature of the spiritual that it is indivisible.
So, the matter is that the light that expands in the desire increases the desire, and then the desire starts feeling that it's different from the light. And this difference is already expressed by him feeling himself as if he's rejecting it, according to the opposite nature. And also wants it according to its direct nature. So it turns out that on this it says that it diminished its desire from the last phase, which is in the entire meaning of the will to receive, in order to increase the adhesion through a direct extension from his essence. Meaning there's like a collision here between these two things in the created being. On one hand, I want to enjoy what I'm receiving. On the other hand, the more I'm receiving, I'm already a receiver. And it moves me away from the giver. And where are these scissors here now that I can either go here or there? How can I work? Either I want to receive more, and by this I'm distant from the giver, from the emanator, from the creator, or I'll make myself similar to him, but by that I'll receive less. The less I receive, the more I resemble the creator. Or the more I receive and enjoy it more, this reception, I move away from him. And here we understand that it can't be some compensation in the middle. How can we do this in such a case? That if I receive, I receive. If I give, I give. How can I remain also a giver and also a receiver, that I want to be similar to the Creator, in a hug with Him, in closeness to Him, to be like Him, and also that I want to fill myself in everything He wants to give. This problem is unsolvable. Only by what we'll learn later on, that there has to be a restriction, a screen, reflected light, and many actions and equivalents of form before we actually receive. That I'm only receiving in order to bestow, only for the host. That I have to receive a force, a desire from the Creator, a feeling that He wants me to receive from Him, that He wants me to enjoy Him, and then I do it for Him and not for me. And then in such a way, we become similar to one another. And there's nothing that separates between us anymore. It's very delicate things for our perception, because our feeling doesn't want to work in that direction. You know what? Read it again.
Again, item 27. Although only Bchinat Dalet was restricted, the light was left from the first three discernments as well. It has already been explained that the middle point, which is the comprehensive point of the thought of creation, namely the will to receive in it, embellished herself to equalize herself with the emanator more intensely. From the perspective of the emanator, there is no disparity of form in his almightiness. However, the point of the desire felt it as a kind of indirect extension from his essence, as with the story about the rich man. For that reason, she diminished her desire from the last Bchina, which is the entire will to receive in its gadlut, so as to increase the adhesion through a direct extension from his essence. And then the light was emptied from the entire place, meaning from all 4 degrees that exist in that place. Even though she diminished her desire only from Bchina Dalet, it is the nature of the spiritual that it is indivisible.
Questions. So we have North 2.
Rav, what is the state of impregnation and an ubar in the work?
I don't know. We'll get there and we'll ask about it. You already striked out for me here. PT3.
What is this? He embellished himself.
That there wasn't a need to perform such an action. That he still by this wanted to come close to the Creator. He didn't have to do it. It's a decoration.
But he writes that from behalf of the desire, it was felt, this indirect extension from his essence, from just like in the matter of the rich man.
Correct, but he doesn't have to do it. A decoration isn't something that you're obligated to do. You're decorating yourself.
So that's why I don't understand, because it turns out that on the side of the desire, it's he's the receiver and the creator's the bestower, and yet it's called an adornment or an embellishment.
But he's not obligated to do this action of a decoration. What did he do? He diminished his will to receive, and instead of that, wants to perform an action of bestowal. And that is called the decoration.
So the shame doesn't oblige us to do the restriction?
We don't see shame here. Where do you see shame?
He writes there's a difference as far as the allegory of the rich man, where the rich man is the giver and he's the receiver and there's a gap between them.
It's still not shame yet. It's still not the shame. We'll keep reading, it'll be more clear. PT25.
If I understood you correctly, Rav, for us to receive from the Creator, we need Him to give us the feeling that He is willing to receive from us, that He wants us to receive. Is that precise?
Yes, but it depends on which states and which degrees, because we start from not feeling the Creator, and we don't feel our actions and the results from it. We don't feel them.
But eventually, as far as the system is concerned, we need to feel such a response from the Creator that He is willing to receive our work.
Yes, if it was that way, it would be good and easy that we'd feel instantly what we're doing and what the Creator feels as a result of our work. But it's not like that. If you are speaking about our degrees, it's not like that. We are speaking from Malchut of Ein Sof. Yeah?
So, no, just about this high state. Here, how can it be that the Creator exposes, after all, He's supposed to be without any lack, God forbid. So, how can it be that He gives us the feeling that He needs our work, that He wants us to receive, that He has seemingly a desire of His own?
Because He is complete, He gives us a feeling that He needs it. Because otherwise it would have been an action and a feeling from His desire, but because of His wholeness.
How can we understand that it's not from a lack, but from perfection?
It's when we reach it, we understand that it's like that. A person doesn't discover it right away. We're speaking from below, and this is above. We can only somehow depict such states, but still in our egoistic will to receive. Really, the way it happens in perfection, so there's no way. There is no place for deficiencies.
Okay, Rav, maybe you can also give a word about our state. How are we in our state where we don't feel what you said, this result of our actions? So how, nevertheless, can we work here in reception to receive from the Creator something?
We need to build in the group such a form that will give us a definition of the Creator and work towards it, only towards the group. In our world, you can't depict anything spiritual, but we need to build it between us and work towards that image. Clear? Okay, Chadera 2.
Chadera.
חדרה.
כן, בוקר טוב רב. סוף הפסקה, הוא כותב...
Good morning, Rav. At the end of the paragraph, he writes that he rises from the nature that it's indivisible. Spiritual natures. What is that spiritual nature that is not divisible? At the end of the paragraph.
The spiritual isn't divided into pieces because it's completely whole. And it's completely whole. And what we ascribe to it, it's all something of us. It's something corporeal.
He's
talking about the beginning, before the cascading of the four phases. Is that what he's talking about, a spiritual nature? It's simply not clear, the concept of spiritual nature.
Spiritual nature is bestowal. He is depicting to us how, from the action of bestowal of the Creator, the states gradually come out that are opposite of bestowal. How does that happen? It happens because in the Creator's bestowal, He bestows on that point of a desire that He created existence from absence, and towards that point, it starts to feel itself more and more compared to the light, and the light towards that point of the desire can work and supposedly subdue towards it because He wants to bestow towards it. He wants to help it grow until the light and that desire become equal in their importance. And even the desire becomes more important than the light, which He becomes the first. He becomes the one who decides and determines That's what the Creator wants in His wholeness. He wants the light to do what the desire demands, determines. And the desire will gradually determine that it wants to be like the light. So, as if they change their roles, they swap their roles. Just like we want our small children to be greater than us, from our love, it obligates us to act in such a way. Okay? PT 13.
Rav, a desire awakens here that discerns and can control all four of its phases. It's like it manages to notice Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet inside the desire. Why is that important, those discernments, that the desire can note those?
It's important for us to know how the desire is inspired by the light, how it gets the qualities and the forces of the light, and in this way it goes and advances until it resembles the light in all its phases, except for receiving forces from the desire which it does not have. But except for the force it receives from the light, all its actions are like the light.
Kiev.
Вы сказали, что Творец хочет, чтобы желание стало главнее, чем свет, его опередило.
You said that the Creator wants the desire to be more important than the light. How is that possible?
How do we do it with our children? That we want them to be greater than us? That whatever they want, their desire determines what we do? The child is the landlord.
Ну, а в нашем случае, вот как десятки.
In our situation,
to the extent that we develop our love towards the Creator, the love obligates us to do what He wants.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
But it turns out that the last Pchina, Malchut, influences all three phases before it. So she has control and the three phases serve Malchut. Is that how it works out?
Yes.
Okay, so still, how does it turn out that Malchut still has limitations, great limitations?
To the extent that she can resemble the light, there are no limitations. To the extent that she is under her own will to receive, so she has limitations. It all depends to the extent that she can raise herself towards the light. Gilad, where were you?
We are on item number 28. Afterwards, a line of light extended once more from the first three Prinot, and Prinat Dalet remained a vacant void. After that, the light of Ein Sof extended once more to the place that was emptied, but did not fill the entire place in all four Prinot, but only three Prinot, as was the desire of the point of restriction. It turns out that the middle point that was restricted remained empty and hollow because the light illuminated only as low as Prinat Dalet, but not all the way. And the light of Ein Sof stopped there. We will henceforth explain the matter of the incorporation of the Prinot in one another, which takes place in the upper worlds. You can now see that the four Prinot are integrated in one another in such a way that within Prinat Dalet too, there are also all four Prinot. Thus, the light of Ein Sof reached the first three Prinot in Prinat Dalet, and she alone remained empty and without light.
שבבחינה ד' שבה היא בלבדה נשארה ריקנית בלי אור. וזכור זאת.
Remember this.
זאת אומרת שאור מתפשט.
Meaning, the light expands and the will to receive through the fourth phase. And
אין לו שום הגבלות.
And there are no limitations, but only in Dalet of Dalet. Bchinat Dalet, the fourth phase, is the actual desire to receive. And the three phases within the fourth phase are the real desires, but on the expansion of the light of phases 1, 2, and 3, and only four in four is the will to receive upon the light that expands in the will to receive. And that is where the restriction takes place in all the actions. Even though we need to understand from here that it can't be that we will do actions upon the upper light without all the prinot, all the discernments that came before the first phase. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1, 2, 3 within 4. It's the light building all of the relationships, all of the feelings. He's establishing all these things in the fourth phase. That's why we can't separate these from those. But when we feel the action of the light in the fourth phase, within the fourth phase, and we feel that it is entirely to bestow, the essence of the action of bestowing, from that we feel that the light went through the first three phases, 1, 2, 3, that is in phase 4, so it turns out that by this, the vessel can feel in the most sensitive place it has how the light works upon it, only in bestowal, in an opposite way of what he himself, the vessel, the way he wants to receive him in reception. And then from this, turns out that the light and the vessel here meet in the fourth phase, and the Kli, the Prinat Dalet, feels itself opposite of the light, meaning that the light entirely bestows and only wants to bestow and to give. And he himself only wants to receive him, just like Dalet of Dalet, wanting, or the way it feels itself. And from this, they already have, for the first time, in all of the, through all these states that have come out of the light and vessel, a state comes that they feel themselves opposite and exist together in phase 4 of phase 4. And from here on, the correction begins.
Ita 1.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Our discernments in the 10 were different in the same reality? Is it that we don't understand and see?
אנחנו לא מרגישים את זה עדיין.
We don't feel it yet. The fact that we're learning about this yet now is because we want to start feeling, where are the first three phases and phase four? Where's my place in the fourth phase where I feel that I'm giving and not receiving, that from this I'll get shame and it'll obligate me to bestow something too? We want to discover this in us, these discernments. And we need to speak about it and repeat it and read about it a few times until it'll settle in our mind and in our heart. It's not simple. It's not simple. I'm telling you, it's things that they're supposedly simple. The light and the vessel, the will to receive, the will to bestow, the Creator created the host, but we need a few times to try and read it in order for this to still cause, give us an inner feeling where it is in us.
Baltia 1.
Baltia 1.
Мы в десятке стремимся к Творцу, к подобию и раскрываем.
In our ten, we aspire and yearn for the Creator to resemble Him. And then we discover the darkness and the oppositeness.
Исправление уже.
Да.
Does this happen after the restriction?
Yes. Yes.
Заквар Аялану.
We already had that.
No, Ita 4, Beseder.
Well, Ita 4, okay.
Rav, c'è una domanda della decina.
Rav, there is a friend from a 10. Why restriction is a necessary action to reach a complete state?
Lama chayavim et ha-tzimtzum?
Why do we need the restriction? Because he gives the vessel, he lets it perform a free action that doesn't depend on the light that is pressing on it. The vessel wants to come out of the control of the light and determine his attitude towards the Creator, towards the host, in an independent way. That's why there must be a restriction here. He cannot suffer to feel himself as a receiver because it's opposite of the effort of the Creator, which is entirely to bestow. Where are we, Gilad?
Chapter 8, item 29. Chokhmah is called light, and chasadim called maim, water. Bina is called the upper maim, the upper waters, and Malchut the lower waters. 29.
Yeah.
Now we shall explain the meaning of the four pchinot of cause and consequence necessary to complete the form of the will to receive. It is written, the waters were conceived and begotten darkness. It means that there are two manners of light in Atzilut. The first prina is called light, namely the light of Chokhmah. And the second prina is called Maim, which is Chasadim, Maim water. The first prina extends from above downwards, without any assistance from the lower one. And the second prina extends with the help of the inferior one. Hence, the name Maim it's called Maim, for it is the nature of the light to be above, and the nature of Maim, of water, to dwell below. And understand that. There are also two discernments within the Maim, the waters, meaning the upper Maim, which are by the Pchina Bet, the second phase in the four discernments, the four phases, and the lower Maim, which are by Pchina Dalit of the four phases.
So he's starting to explain here that with the light expanding to the emanated, there are four phases. Two of the phases come from above, called Chokhmah and Bina. They come from the Keter. The Keter is the source. More than that, we cannot speak about. So from that source, we get Chokhmah and Bina. They are the upper qualities. And Zeranpin and Malchut are the qualities in the created being. That's why we have a division here already into four phases, that two of them belong to the Creator and two supposedly belong to the created being. What else? French. What's up?
Question d'une amie. La sensation de plaisir.
Question for my friend.
Qui redonne est-elle similaire à la sensation de plaisir pour recevoir? Comment sait-on que l'on réussit à recevoir pour redonner?
Is the feeling of pleasure from receiving in order to bestow and bestowing in order to bestow is the same thing? How do we know that we received in order to bestow?
Before this, you need to perform the restriction to stop receiving from the Creator. And then when you receive, you're already doing it with your reflected light in order to bestow. And then in your reflected light, you can check as much as you can receive in order to bestow. Because you take your abilities to receive and enjoy and the desire of the Creator, and you calculate how can you fill His desire and let it fill you. And then you really need to be in contact with the Creator, or let's say the host, in order to receive from the host the maximum you can, but that your intention will be to fill Him, the host. That's how you make the calculation.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Спасибо, учитель. Почему такая иерархия,
Thank you, teacher.
Воздух наверху, а вода внизу?
Why is there such a hierarchy where the air is above and the water below? What does that mean for us?
We'll see that water and air, all these words are different kinds of light. Let's say the light of Chassadim is water. The empty air is light without the light of Chokhmah, and so on. We'll learn all these discernments. There's nothing in our world that doesn't come from spirituality. So just imagine how many discernments we have in spirituality. That's it. So we, well, PT-19 with Tzvika again, probably.
Look, you told us that we need to feel everything we're learning. I'm putting my intellect for an hour and a half, and I don't know, for one moment did I think about the drawing the reforming light. How can you advance with the feeling in the study of this?
I have nothing to recommend to you except for what Rabash writes. Find it in his articles what you need to do. Where are we, Gilad?
Ot Lamed.
We are in item 30.
30.
Should we read it?
No, we won't do this today already. But this is where it starts becoming clear. What isn't clear today will be clarified tomorrow, because tomorrow we're actually going on the explanation of the expansion of the light of Ein Sof into four phases. So tomorrow we'll understand more what we read today. It'll be there. I understand that from this reading and from this scrutiny what we're doing, obviously, you can't learn or understand where we are, but just know that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's written from beginning to end that first you have to go through the material all the way to the end. As much as you understand or not, you have to know about it. You have to hear that there's something like this. And afterwards, you can repeat it again. And a bit more understand here and there, and then more, and only by this, by repeating it a few times, and it's written that whoever went through it 102 times or 101 times, or somebody that learned it 100 times, that even in that one, there's a lot of differences, because every time we're establishing our inner vessels, and not that we can grasp what we're reading here in our mind. We don't have the feelings for it. We don't have the inner discernments for it. That's why every time we repeat it, by that, we update ourselves to understand the more, meaning our desire gets a format from what we're reading about, and by this, we advance. So we will stop here today, and tomorrow from 30, we'll keep going. And don't worry, in the end, everything will be clear from us doing it on ourselves. Gilad?
So we have some announcements from our social team on info.
Dear friends of the world, Kli, the Congress preparation team is excited to announce the Gift of Life project. We're calling on every 10 to create a very special gift to awaken and bring life to the 10s of the world, Kli. Bring confidence, open the hearts, and bring joy to all the friends. Advice from our Rav. You need to set an example for the other 10s, and it should be a good example, so they will actually envy you. We should try to make this known in a special way, like a theater, cunningly, so that everyone will think that you are very successful. This is how a person raises himself through another person, or a group through another group. Please send your clips to boardworldkli@gmail.com. A message will be sent out with what to record and where to send your gift. Stay tuned. Back to you, Gilad.
So we have an announcement. We, today in our schedule, a conversation that Rav has with Dr. Lechtman has with Michael Sanilevich from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Israel time. And we'll move to a song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב למעוף של בוקר יום